of the biggest problems, I think, that has wreaked havoc across, you know, pretty much all of our southern border. They typically control it right now, right? So you see a lot of the migrants coming across and making their way up to Central and South America and so on and so forth. And what ends up happening is on this journey, what they do is they strategically place themselves at strategic checkpoints on the journey of the migrants up, and they get paid a toll to pass, right? So they control who is coming in, and they're in the process, they're kidnapping migrants. They're kidnapping them and asking for extortion and extorting them for money. In many cases, if they're not able to pay, you know, they get forced into labor. They get forced into potentially transporting drugs. It's really a bad situation across the border. And it's really limiting, you know, our ability to be able to deal with this crisis effectively. Here's how. As you start getting more migrants coming to this country, you end up having Our asylum system right now is basically overloaded. As many of you know, once a migrant gets to our border, they complete asylum, and they have to by due process be able to be heard and have their case made. And what's happening is they're actually ending up overwhelming our border patrol, and border patrol resources get diverted to handle the surge. And they know that. Cartels know that. So what ends up happening is it opens certain points for them to be able to get all these drugs and fentanyl into our country. So they're really using that to their advantage. And we have to be able to respond to that. And obviously we're a compassionate nation. We want to make sure that due process is respected, and we're just being overrun by these folks. You know, the caravans that you hear about coming from South America and Central America in the news all the time, a lot of that has to do with the cartels, right? We learned on this trip that the reason many migrants are choose to travel in these big caravans is because in numbers they feel they can be more protected and safe from these criminal elements like cartels that are extorting them and kidnapping them and raping and murdering them, right? So you start seeing these influx of folks coming to our borders out of fear that the cartel will get them, and so they travel in mass and they do these caravans that we all see on the news, and it leads to these border surges that frankly we don't have the capacity to deal with right now, because we don't have the personnel in place and we don't have the processing centers to be able to hear these cases of asylum seekers. Many of them are legitimate, many are not, right? But we have to, as a nation, hear them. And I think that's where the gap is. We don't have the processing centers along the border to be able to hear these claims. And if they're valid, you're welcome to come into the country. If they're not, then you have to be sent back. But what is happening right now is because we don't have the ability to process them, we don't have the infrastructure in place in the border, they'll get released into the country, and it's a backlog of about 5 years to get heard. And you start getting these surges. It spreads our border patrol women thin. It creates an opportunity for cartels to see that and to be able to transport, you know, fentanyl, which is wreaking havoc across all our cities in America. Right here in Nevada, I mean, currently we have several pieces of legislation in Carson City that are seeking to, you know, raise criminal penalties for fentanyl. So it's something that's touching our state, and it has to stop. And the root of it is reforming our asylum laws and making sure that we can stop that at the border by allocating resources effectively to be able to combat that. But it's a real problem, and I'm concerned that here in Nevada that it's going to come to our state, and we can't allow that.
Trust me, I've talked to people that tell me it's already here. It's not coming to right. Southern Nevada. It's already here. I want to ask you, though, because and Ronnie, you're a straight shooter. That's one thing I love about you. We've got weapons. They've got weapons. How come we don't hear about encounters with the cartels? Why don't we declare them a terrorist organization and bomb them back into the Stone Age?
Well, they are, right? And that's the problem, right? They're able to – they don't have – the rules and regulations and the legislation that we have and the process we have, and they have unlimited resources to pretty much wage war on our southern border. And they do it in a way that, you know, frankly, our agencies cannot keep up with them, right? Which is why we need to move fast and be able to equip our law enforcement and have some interagency cooperation to be able to deal with that. I think until we can finally come together as a country and get our legislators to work to provide those resources, I think, you know, the cartels are going to be a step ahead of us, right? You just can't react fast enough legislatively and with all that. Maybe it is, you know, my personal opinion, speaking as an observer here, I think, you know, those cartels should be labeled terrorist organizations, right? Because that's what they're doing. They're terrorizing civilian population and innocent folks that are just looking for opportunity and a better life. And I think that's a really big problem, and I think it has far-reaching implications further south. I think there needs to be cooperation from other governments. And I think if you look at El Salvador, for example, the country I'm from, they have made a big push in really taking law and order considerably and waging their war against MS-13. And guess what? Because of that country is safe, right? And when you have a country that's safe, you have more economic opportunity. And immigration from El Salvador, which is one of the highest over recent years, has actually been way down because of that. I think we need to focus our resources to really, really be able to focus on these criminal elements, be able to drive them back, provide our men and women on the border with all the resources they need so they can actually stop the bad characters and prioritize those and be able to identify the good ones that are coming in, the families, and really start to fight back against this criminal element that I think is just growing stronger, it seems, by the minute.
Ronnie Najaro joining us from Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. We're going to talk about a recent surge at our southern border there in McAllen. And it's going to surprise you when you hear who's coming across our border in big numbers. We'll do that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
About 12:30, the freeways don't look too bad right now. There is a couple of exceptions, though, through those projects on Interstate 15. Remember that Tropicana off-ramp is closed on 15 South. And the Frank Sinatra off-ramp is closed on Interstate 15 northbound. That's causing some congestion there. 15 North at Hacienda, 15 South at Spring Mountain. And U.S. 95 northbound, that off-ramp to Summerlin Parkway is closed this weekend to do some work. So keep that in mind and work around that. Also, watch for crashes right now. Eastern at Tropicana, Washington at Martin Luther King, and Pebble at Eastern.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. NHL playoffs last night. The Vegas Golden Knights are moving on to the second round. They beat Winnipeg 4-1. They take the best of seven in five games. Laurent Brossoit made 29 saves in net. Chandler Stephenson with a pair of goals. Mark Stone, a goal and two assists. Vegas now awaits the result of the Edmonton-LA series. The Oilers lead the best of seven 3-2, but the Kings are at home tomorrow night for Game 6. If necessary, Game 7 is in Edmonton on Monday. Pacific Coast League, Reno pounded Sugarland 24-2. Vegas, 9-7 winners at home over Tacoma. In the majors, the Angels beat the A's 8-7. The Cubs beat the Padres 5-2. The Pirates 6-2 over the Dodgers. NBA tonight, Lakers and Grizzlies, Game 6, LA up 3-2.
This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Every piece of land has a story. The Upshaws right there is with a John Deere 1 Series tractor they call Penny.
When your project comes up, you have to just jump in and figure out what is it going to take.
From front loader to backhoe, the Upshaws have the tools to DIY all day long. Run with us on a 1 Series tractor and start telling your story. Get a 1 Series tractor starting at $134 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
This is your captain. Better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I saw my passport expired, so I went to Staples, got a passport photo lickety-split. While I was there, I grabbed some tiny travel soap and shampoo. Yeah, feeling fresh as a daisy.
Staples has everything for travel. 10-minute passport photos, luggage, headphones, even personal travel items. And now at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase when you buy any travel service. Plus, travel-size Purell hand sanitizer is just 49 cents. Get all set to jet at Staples. Offers end 4/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Ronnie Najaro still in the house. State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. He was very much a part of what was a great immigration summit over the last 3 days. We just got back last night. Everybody making their own connections different ways. And one of the things that we learned in talking with Border Patrol is there has been a recent surge just in the last couple of weeks of a certain type of immigrant that surprised me. I don't know if it surprised you. It was folks from China. Folks from China?
Yeah, and that just pretty highlights the complexity of these issues, right? Just a few years ago, you had most of the migrants coming from the Northern Triangle, right? Honduras, El Salvador, Haiti, for example. The last time I was there, I saw a lot of Haitian immigrants that had been coming, some from as far as South America. Today, we're seeing not only Chinese immigrants. I think there was about 2,000 or so in the last quarter that were coming to the United States. But we're also seeing a lot of Venezuelans now, right? Venezuelans are one of the largest groups, and it just points to the political crises that are going on in Venezuela. So it just shows you that the immigration issue is a very fluid issue that changes with the political climate in other countries, that changes in demographics, and it's really not one that is an issue that can easily be solved. The border we were at, McAllen, has led the nation in apprehensions over the last decade. But it also fluctuates between Yuma, between El Paso and different areas. So it's really not a monolithic reality that we experience at different points in the border. But it was surprising to see a lot of Chinese immigrants coming over, a lot of single males that were coming over from China. And in the past, we've seen folks from Arabic countries, right? It's something that's always changing, something that's fluid, and it's fascinating to see the different dynamics that are occurring on the southern border. We just don't see that every day on the news. You know, we tend to think that a lot of the immigrants are still coming from Mexico when in reality they're not. And it's a changing dynamic.
In our final segment with Ronnie Najaro, I want to touch on something that's going to be happening on May 11th, and that is Title 42. What happens when Title 42 goes away? And what is it we should, as a nation, be doing when it does go away, if it goes away?
Right. So Title 42 is going to, I'm not going to lie to you, Kevin, it's probably going to cause another surge. But it's also what happens when we mistake temporary Band-Aid solutions for real solutions, right? Title 42 was always a public health measure that enabled our Border Patrol to exclude or reject individuals a lot quicker. But what ended up happening was, because you were able to expedite removals, you weren't really able to process them and get their information, their fingerprints, their data, and information so that you can track when they come back. And so what that does is, if there's no consequence, if these folks come in, are sent back through Title 42, there wasn't a consequence. There's no record that they came. So what you see is you incentivize them to just come right back and come right back and come right back. And so that's why when you see a lot of numbers going up from Title 42 being expired, it's simply repeat crossers that never got processed again, but they're counted twice. And so numbers are going to get elevated. So But I think it also highlights the real need for actual legislative solutions that are going to deal with it, right? This was an executive order. It was a temporary administrative move. But we need laws in place, right? We're laws in place that are permanent, laws in place that have actual effects and actual consequences. And we mentioned the Border Solution Act as one of them, but there's several. And I think until we actually move to actually passing legislation and not these executive actions or temporary fixes, we're going to continue to see surges on the border. We're going to continue to see elevated numbers, and we're going to see the American people continually looking at immigration as a hot topic issue that needs to be addressed.
Now the question is, and one of the things I love about Americans for Prosperity, and we've been dealing with Americans for Prosperity, working with them with for Voter Reg and a whole bunch of different projects over the years, you folks don't just identify problems. You identify solutions, potential solutions. This, as you said, is a complicated, complicated issue. Any thoughts, and I know we could spend the next 3 days talking about this, but is there a set of solutions that is available to us out there that over the next 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, we can implement to solve this problem, to fix this problem?
Yeah, there are several solutions that are on the table right now, and you can learn more information at AmericansForProsperity.org under our immigration policy. You can find a lot of the solutions that we talk about. There's the Border Response Resilient Act. There's the Border Visibility and Security Act. There's also the Border Response Act. All of these proposals, the Border Solutions Act, are proposals that look to address the root cause of the problem. And the root cause is added technology on the border, more staffing and personnel, more processing centers and infrastructure on the border, looking at reforming our asylum law so that we're able to deal with these influxes a lot more efficiently. These are bills that have bipartisan support that only require our legislators to work together. And part of this trip, and we're going to be doing a series of these border trips during the whole summer. We're going to Yuma, Arizona. We're going to El Paso. We're going back to McAllen. And we're taking 18 states from across the country to be able to have this experience, along with activists and community leaders, because at Americans for Prosperity, if we're going to make the kind of change that we need, we don't just need to impact, influence, and empower our staff, but we need to empower and educate and empower our community members so that they can also be better understand the issue. They can also be better messengers to be able to call for these solutions to their elected officials. And part of this trip, that was the goal, right, is to provide the ammunition and the knowledge necessary so folks like you, Kevin, and other folks can have these conversations and really talk about solutions and move us away from the headlines and the sound bites and the rhetoric that tends to dominate this issue every 2 or 4 years when there's an election or when there's a surge on the border or when there's an economic calamity that these issues start to take center stage.
This is a problem that is maybe one of the most difficult to fix in our time. It's incredible. People are dying. Children are dying. Children are being trafficked. Something's got to be done. Something's got to be done now. Ronnie Najaro, thank you so much. Thanks for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful summit that you held down in McAllen. It's incredible. I learned a lot, and it'll make me a better talk show host, I think, over the course of time. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, Kevin, and happy Friday.
There you go. Short work week. There you go. Ronnie Najaro, the State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. Americans for Prosperity Foundation funded this whole trip down to our southern border, and it was weird. This time Wednesday, I had my feet in the Rio Grande River. Unbelievable. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tired of the same old partisan politics? The type that gives Nevada lax voting regulations, reduced educational choice, and bloated, inefficient state government? Feel like you're swimming upstream against a tsunami of special interests and legislators intent on serving the needs of government rather than those of ordinary Nevada residents and businesses? There is hope. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we are working to hold our elected leaders responsible. This isn't a partisan issue. Republicans and Democrats have let down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. For the good of our children, our parents, and ourselves, let's come together and work to put policy ahead of politics. Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn what we're doing to stand up for your freedoms. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama. I was elected for a second term this November to represent Assembly District 2, which surrounds the downtown Summerlin area. Please join Kevin and I as we discuss the current legislative session. As a businesswoman and legislator, I am focused on policies for education, safety, health care, and support of business, which I feel the Democrat majority has continued to erode. I will continue to promote sound policies that benefit all Nevadans. To learn more about me, go to HeidiKasama.com.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship. It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to thank Michael Shouse and Nigel Innes. They did such a tremendous job over the course of the last 3 days, keeping you informed, keeping you a part of the show. I thought it was absolutely amazing. And gentleman Jim, of course, playing a major role. And in fact, the Tucker Carlson clip, we might play that again today. Only because I thought it was really good. But I still didn't hear any apology or I wish Fox the best or anything like that. I didn't find any of that. Oh, guess what happened yesterday? And it had nothing to do with me. I have friends that claim that I'm kind of narcissistic in a lot of ways and that everything's always about me. The fact is, this is not about me. This is about Donald J. Trump. And yesterday he brought a major announcement to New Hampshire and a big speech. It looked great. I watched it last night, and it was absolutely amazing. This was the former president in New Hampshire yesterday.
And by the way, we will take a few questions if you want after we're finished. Is that okay? So I do that early so you can think. Otherwise, if I do it right at the end, that's the better way to do it. I'll finish and then I say, any questions? Okay, let's get out of here. Now you have a whole little time to think about it, but we'll take a few questions, okay? You think Biden takes questions? I don't think so. I don't think so. You saw yesterday he had the cue card. He said, call this one. This is what she's going to ask, and here's the answer. They never did that with me in the White House, I can tell you. On Tuesday, Joe Biden officially announced that he will seek four more disastrous years in the White House. As you know, I've done very well against crooked Hillary Clinton. But today, I'm going to do this, and I think this could be maybe the most important part of what I'm going to say, because this is going to be a major announcement. Are you ready? Is everybody ready? I will be retiring the name Crooked from Hillary Clinton and her moniker. And I'm going to give her a new name. I don't know, like maybe Lovely Hillary or Beautiful Hillary. But I'm going to retire the name Crooked so that we can use the name for Joe Biden, because he'll be known from now on as Crooked Joe Biden. You would think that Hillary would be very happy today. She's out there someplace celebrating. Because there's never been anyone in the history of American politics so crooked or dishonest as Joe Biden. And the press absolutely refuses to report it, all that press back there. Because, frankly, they're just as crooked as he is, and they are. They're just as crooked. The choice of this election is now between strength and weakness, between success or failure, between safety or anarchy, between peace or conflict and prosperity or catastrophe. We are living in a catastrophe. With your vote on November 5th, 2024, we're going to crush Joe Biden and the White House, that gorgeous, beautiful White House. We have to take it back. We're going to beat him at the ballot box, and we're going to settle our unfinished business. It's unfinished.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is what you're going to see from Donald J. Trump. A lighter tone, and you know, the idea of unfinished business. Two can use that one. Of course, that's what Joe Biden's been talking about, unfinished business. The fact is, they haven't finished any of their business. The economy sucks. In fact, later I'll let you hear Larry Kudlow, noted economist, former Trump economist, and a Fox Business guy. And I'm just going to tell you, what Biden is doing is not working. And then the latest economic report is grim, grim. Coming up, we're going to talk about something that I missed because I was connecting through Dallas and coming up from McAllen, Texas, to Dallas and Dallas to here. I was on airplanes for most of yesterday and missed the game. Missed the game. Gentleman Jim Dallas, though, watched the game. He's got the highlights for us coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues.
gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220.